Fritz Kagi, Cook County Assessor, is with us. Fritz, thanks for taking the call and agreeing to appear on the show today. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. Glad to be here with you and your listeners.
So what should we talk about first? The delay in getting property tax bills, or the fact that places saw their bills jump by 133%? That just seems unreasonable. How and why does that happen? Where we're talking about, you know, West Garfield Park or Inglewood, it, in my mind, that could possibly force people to vacate their homes.
Sure, Lisa. Let's first get out of the way the delayed bills, because that is something that the treasurer does. I've been as eagerly waiting as everyone else for these bills to come out. We went live on this system that has caused the treasurer to be delayed back in 2021. We finished our work this year in May at the assessor's office, back when we had a different pope. And so we were not involved in the delay at all. And we're glad the treasurer got online with the system and finally got them out. But you know, I think the big story that came out in the treasurer's report was how much the commercial bills were down downtown and how much that shifted burden onto others, including the folks in Garfield Park and Inglewood, in a lot of the neighborhoods that you're talking about. She showed that about $500 million had been shifted on appeal at the Cook County Board of Review. The commissioners there made those reductions that we disagree with at the assessor's office. And these are not only, you know, the bills for empty office buildings. This is for, like, big hotels, which are doing way better in 2024 than they were in 2021. Think of a famous hotel downtown. Their bills fell. The biggest data center downtown, their bills fell by millions of dollars. It's owned by a $50 billion company. The Sears Tower itself, Willis Tower, which is an example of a healthy office building, also had its bill fall. So those are examples of things that shifted about $500 million of burden. And what I'd like the listeners to think about there is that shift in burden is about $700 per homeowner that was tacked on the bill to every single homeowner in Chicago. And a lot of those South Side neighborhoods, that constitutes not only the majority of the increase, but sometimes all of it. If you look at South Shore, if you look at Woodlawn, some of these neighborhoods, that $700 is almost the entirety of the increase. There are some neighborhoods where bills would have gone up anyway, even if that shift downtown hadn't happened. One of the upsides to the recovery from the housing crisis of the 2010s is that we have seen higher prices for homes being paid in neighborhoods like Austin, West Garfield Park, East Garfield Park, Inglewood. But their bills should not have increased so much when you tack on those $700 additional for those commercial cuts downtown that were made by the Board of Review that we disagree with. That's what fills me with indignation.
Okay, so you do disagree with that, because it shouldn't fall on the backs of certain neighborhoods, especially neighborhoods that are underserved to begin with. Many of these people barely getting by, although Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer, said that Inglewood is the new Lincoln Park. How do you respond to that comment?
Well, what Maria pointed to is what fills us with indignation. Their bills were up a lot in Inglewood, and you know, for the folks in Inglewood who stuck it out through the housing crisis of the late 2000s and the 2010s, they're finally getting a return on their investment, and so that's good. We want housing values. We want home equity to be created, and the good news is that home values in Chicago overall are doing very well. They're doing stronger than most cities in the U.S. over the last few years, and over the last 3 years, more home equity has been built up, more generational wealth has been built up on the south and west sides, and more in the last 3 years than in the last 20. But people should not be paying for the cuts of those downtown hotels, the data centers, the big buildings, these other buildings, like who that are owned by multi-billion-dollar corporations. They absolutely should not be paying for it. So we've been fighting this, and what we did is we called on President Preckwinkle to lead a study of, because this is not the first year this has happened. This has happened in previous years where we see commercial bills being cut at the Board of Review, appeal by the commissioners at the Board of Review on appeal. It shifted the burden on the homeowners the last few years. And she did a study, and they came out a year ago showing that in each of those 3 years they looked at, cuts by the Board Review had been cut excessively in 2 out of the 3 years by 25% too low or more. And they came up with a bunch of recommendations, which we wholeheartedly recommend to stop that from happening in the future. So this is an example of how I've been fighting to make sure that this doesn't happen. You know, we reduced a lot of the inequities that were in residential assessments before. The University of Chicago came out with a big study that showed over the last 6 years we'd taken about $2 billion of burden off of the bottom 70% of homeowners. It really fills us with indignation when we see the Board Review heaping that back on for these cuts on commercial properties that don't deserve it.
All right. Hang on a second. We're going to take a quick break. This is Fritz Kagi, your Cook County assessor. We'll recap what he just said, and we've got a few more questions for him. If you want to text in a question, 312-981-7200. There are certain jobs in this city that you couldn't pay me to do, and one is the job of Cook County tax assessor because it seems to be a no-win situation. Fritz Kagi bears that title. He has joined us today. Fritz, you were saying, from what I was gathering, to simplify it, that because tax revenue coming out of downtown Chicago has been diminished, number one, not a lot of that office space is being used. The value of hotels has been downgraded. But you indicated what I took away from it is that they have the staff, they have the lawyers to file for tax relief, to fight those taxes on a level that most homeowners don't. Therefore, the tax burden gets shifted. Am I on the right path so far?
Yeah, that's right. And the thing is that what a lot of people don't appreciate is that the assessor's office, we put in place all these safeguards so that those reductions don't happen. Since I came in, I haven't taken a dime from property tax appeals lawyers. As a candidate, we put in transparency. We put in more rigorous standards for the evidence that's submitted on appeal. And that's resulted in our assessments for commercial properties being closer to the mark, what people actually pay for these properties. But the old school still reigns with the Board Review. Commissioners who still take donations from property tax appeals lawyers. The Inspector General of Cook County has said that's a critical vulnerability, that it diminishes the repute of that office. And we're seeing these cuts, which are not justified. And President Preckwinkle's study last year showed that their reductions are too big. They're cutting them 25% too low off the mark, and that's shifting burdens on the homeowners. But
okay, well, how do you determine what neighborhood has to absorb that tax burden? Why West Garfield Park? Increases of 133%. Why Inglewood? Why not Lincoln Park or some other neighborhood?
Well, it's not an arbitrary determination. It's based the way that property taxes work is there's about a $9 billion dinner bill. That's the total amount of property tax that has to be collected for Chicago. And it's divided up by each homeowner's share of the total assessed value in the city. And when those big properties downtown get their values cut, it shifts the burden onto everyone else. Meantime, we have an affordability crisis in Chicago where people who are aspiring homeowners or buying new, people making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year, they are priced out of the north side. They can't afford to live on the north side. And so they're looking for homes, and they're bidding up the prices of homes on the south and west sides. And that's happening in Austin. That's happening in North Lawndale. It's happening in every neighborhood in Chicago, basically. And so what that means is that the more affordable homes are moving up more in price than elsewhere. You used to be able to buy a home in Austin or North Lawndale for $100,000. Now those homes sell for $150,000 or $200,000. So the burdens are going up in those neighborhoods, and that's to be expected. If your home value is going up, you should be expecting to pay more. But again, what I say is when $700 is tacked on additionally to everyone's bill because of these reductions downtown that are unjustified, that's the problem that I have. What I wanted to leave everyone with is there is a checklist of what you can do about this so that your burden is not excessive. First of all, make sure you've got your homeowner's exemption and all the other exemptions you qualify for. If you look in the bottom left-hand part of your bill, there should be a line there for savings that you're getting from exemptions. If those aren't there, you can go to our office right now, get those exemptions, get a corrected bill. That'll save you, for a homeowner's exemption, about $600 a year off your bill. And you can be refunded for the 4 years that you haven't had it. So those are refunds that could be coming their way. And, you know, I've been fighting for a property tax relief bill in Springfield called a circuit breaker that would provide relief for people whose bills have spiked. That would provide 3 years of relief. And it's time for our General Assembly to act on that.
I think former Governor Quinn is out there with some kind of referendum petition to get tax relief on the ballot so that people can make a decision about it, and you know which way people are going to decide. One of my colleagues here who has a show every Saturday is David Hochberg, and he's been trying to get you on the show, and this is what he said. He believes one of your primary jobs is to provide the treasurer information so she can print and mail the tax bills. He claims not sending the second installment tax bills on time in 21, 22, 23, and this year for the 1.7 million parcel index numbers in the county. He said that equates to $8 billion, and it forces local municipalities and school districts who rely on that money to either tap into their reserves or take out short-term loans to fund their operations. Both of those actions obviously cost a lot of money.
David is totally right, and this is why we went live on the system in 2021. Rather than going live on the system, waiting to go live on the system this year. And so that's why, you know, when the treasurer wasn't live on the system this year and had to get live on the system this year, that's what caused the delays. We finished our work way back in May, back when we had a different pope. The multiplier came out from the state of Illinois, which is sort of the last step that you need from assessments. That came out about a week later than last year, because we've had to wrestle with this this contractor that is giving so much, the software contractor that's giving so much problems to our other county-wide colleagues. But that's why we were the star student on this. That's why we got on the system way back in 2021, rather than waiting for this year.
Fritz, am I missing something? Why have you twice brought up the Pope? Has he increased home values around here?
He has not, but it sure seems like a long time that we've had this new Pope, right? That's why. That's sort of underlying how long ago we finished our work way back in May. So that's just a reminder, because there are a lot of people out there trying to deceive people, saying that we're responsible for the delayed bills when it's not the case.
You know, many of the text messages are very personal, because your tax bill is what concerns you the most. Somebody said my property tax went from $4,200 to more than $6,800 this year, which is ridiculous for a townhouse. So are you telling me that person's bill would go from $4,200 to $6,800 because the value of their house increased that much?
It can. Their housing values have been doing very well across the city. In 76 out of 77 of the community areas in the city, house prices were up materially over the last 3 years. But what fills me with indignation, as I mentioned, is that $700, actually a little bit more than $700, was taxed on, was attached onto that taxpayer's bills because the data centers downtown, the hotels, which are doing so much better in 2024 than they were in 2021 when they were empty, their bills went down. Why should these giant companies be getting reductions while homeowners are making up the difference? And this is my job as the assessor. You said that it's not necessarily a glorious job, but we need an assessor who fights against these kinds of changes and is shining a light on them. And we're glad that there's a roadmap from the county led by President Preckwinkle to change these practices so that these kinds of reductions away from market values aren't happening. We support them wholeheartedly, and we're pushing ahead to get them implemented.
You're going to have to fight hard. You know, you've got an election coming up, and people are holding you responsible at this point. So
I think people would rather have someone who's fighting these things rather than have a lapdog of the people who's been making these cuts. So that's going to be the choice that people will have in the election.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time today.
Okay. Thanks, Lisa. I appreciate it.